I'm Tracy Ellis with your 20th District Legislative Update with Senator John Braun. State Senate Republicans helped push through a bill to restore public safety tools taken away from law enforcement last year. What are your thoughts?
I'm very proud of the work of the Senate Republican caucus in pushing forward Senate Bill 5919. And what this bill does is starts to correct the mistakes from last year's anti-police bills passed by the majority. And we had the opportunity to get this bill to the floor. We had the opportunity to add some additional fixes to it and sent it over to the House with all the Republicans voting for it and a handful of Democrats that got us over the line. So I think it's the right step for the state of Washington, right step to get back to focusing on safety of our families, of our communities, and giving our law enforcement officers around the state the tools and the guidance they need to be successful in keeping our communities safe.
Legislative Democrats' new state transportation package raises taxes and fees and was developed without any Republican input. What's your reaction?
It's sort of shocking, and we've never seen anything like it before. Transportation for decades has been a bipartisan process where we work together to figure out and work on building the best transportation around our state for reasons that are still sort of a mystery. The Senate Democrats and the House Democrats worked in isolation, didn't even talk to the lead members of the caucus, of the Republican caucuses on transportation. And if you look at the bill, you see why. There's all kinds of ideologically driven parts to this transportation package. That doesn't even get to the fact that in spite of our enormous surpluses we have in the operating budget, the Democratic majorities choose instead to add billions of dollars of new taxes and fees to citizens of the state of Washington, and frankly, when they can least afford it. We've seen new inflation numbers nationwide, 7.5%, the highest in over 40 years, in Washington, even higher. The Democratic majorities are choosing policies that are driving up the cost of living, whether it's food or gas or housing, for working families around the state. And now they've introduced a tax package to go with their transportation package that's going to make matters even worse for those same families.
With your 20th District Legislative Update, I'm Tracy Ellis with Senator John Braun.